You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This final piece, I will say firstly that it does discuss eating disorders and mental health. So if that is something that you are not comfortable listening to, please tune out for the next 6 or so minutes and then be back for the 1 to 4 and an awesome afternoon of music. A recent study published by researchers from the UK and Australia have found that research funding for eating disorders and support services are quite low, especially amongst young people. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, we see a notable increase in people struggling with mental health. Experts have raised the point that the rising demand and support services from young people needs to be matched with the research in order to track the long-term effect that conditions such as eating disorders have. Jo talks to Associate Professor in Psychological Medicine, Jenny Jordan, from the University of Otago about this.
What are your thoughts on these findings which show evidence of low research funding for eating disorders?
Okay, so the paper that you're looking at was published by Australian and researchers from the UK. So they're very well-esteemed researchers, and they make a really, really important point that eating disorders is underfunded, eating disorder research is underfunded compared to other conditions. And that would be the same in New Zealand. Eating disorders are really important. They affect mostly young people. Age of onset is typically in the teens. And they have significant physical and emotional consequences and big impacts on families and the lives of these young people. So they affect probably up to 7 to 10% of people over their lifetime. And the treatment course can be quite long, so they're not things that are easily fixed. So our current treatments are reasonable, but then they don't help everybody, so we need a lot more research to get better treatments and better outcomes for young people.
With COVID-19 restrictions, we've seen a rise in eating disorders, as well as mental health problems. Do you think that now we need to look at having these discussions about a lack of funding and think about providing adequate support for those struggling?
There has been an increase in eating disorders worldwide since the pandemic, and it seems like there's a lot of general mental health, a surge in, you know, demand for mental health treatment because people have become quite distressed with being locked up, being lonely and more isolated, and less availability of coping strategies and support. That's also true for eating disorders, and luckily we have one New Zealand study that was published this year, actually, from University of Auckland by Sarah Hanson, that actually found there was almost a doubling of referrals to treatment services in Waikato for eating disorders. So that was for adults and for young people. And the people that were referred were much more severe when they were referred. So we've actually had that COVID surge in New Zealand as well. There's definitely need for more funding for treatment services urgently, but if you stand back a bit more, we need research into improving treatments, better delivery, seeing if we can provide more services out in the community and prevention and early intervention so that people don't get so ill and that they don't need to come to treatment services later on when they're really unwell.
Would you say that this field is well researched already? Or do we need to look at conducting more studies into the issue in order to provide better support?
There's definitely a huge amount of research that's needed in eating disorders. We know they're complex conditions, and there's so much we don't know about the causes, the actual physiology, the genetics, and the treatment. So there's a huge amount of research that needs doing internationally and within New Zealand. We certainly need more research on working with Māori and eating disorders. We know that's a really under-researched area, and it's a sort of becoming quite a topical area now. So definitely need more funding for research as well as more funding for services.
Based on the research that we discussed prior to this interview, you mentioned that this study was done by UK and Australian researchers. Is there much research being done in New Zealand on this topic?
There is actually quite a lot of good research going on in New Zealand, but most of it's unfunded. It's being done by students or people in services, clinicians evaluating services or running new initiatives sort of on their existing funding, which is pretty minimal for research. So we have had our department at University of Otago Christchurch, we have had funding in the past, generous funding from Health Research Council for three research trials, clinical trials, but that's pretty rare. Most research is done by students, PhD students or clinicians.
Would you say that student research has been able to provide quite a valuable insight into the issue?
Research is a great way of finding out what's working and what isn't working, and it's also a great way of incorporating a whole range of people in the research. We've had some projects lately where we're looking at, we've got carer involvement from EDANS, we've got consumers involved in various parts of the study, as well as researchers and clinicians. So that's really the way forward, I think, if we can all work together on projects that are going to be meaningful for the end users.
Looking into the future, what would you say needs to be considered when we think about providing a sufficient support system for those struggling with eating disorders?
I think we need to look at developing and evaluating more outreach and more early intervention services. So the good thing about the pandemic, if there is a good thing, is that it helped to develop telehealth a lot more than it's been done before. So I think clinicians are much more, and services are much more willing to provide treatment by Zoom. Even though it's got its problems and it's not as good as face-to-face, it still provides more ready access. So I think there's going to be a lot more interest in that kind of delivery in the future as well.
That was Jo speaking with Associate Professor in Psychological Medicine, Jenny Jordan from the University of Otago. They were speaking about the lack of funding within support services for eating disorders and mental health. If you are struggling with your mental health, please be sure to contact Healthline at 0800 611 116 or Lifeline at 0800 543 354, or you can call your local GP. Also, if you are struggling with an eating disorder specifically, you can call EDANZ, which is 0800 2332 69.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.